from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Well, hello. Welcome to the best of the week, or just parts from the week. I don't want to assume it's the best parts of our show.
I've asked for a couple of bits from this week, and you've gone, nah, not including them. Not including that bit, not good enough. I'm like, it was my best joke, not good enough. Sorry, yeah, it just doesn't flow.
Not if I'm not funny in it. That's how it works.
Remember when, have you included the bit where we played back the Seven News article from our Build-A-Boat regatta a couple of years ago?
Oh, no, I don't think I have.
That's so funny. So wherever you're listening to this from, basically we got on Seven News a couple of years ago for our Build-A-Boat.
Yeah.
And they interviewed us. You and I were standing next to each other in our outfits, you in your sailor outfit, me in my pirate outfit, and we're getting, you know, face to camera interview.
Yeah, it was our big break.
And then they piece the bit together and they play it out, right, with shots of the boat regatta. And they've included all my answers and none of yours.
Unbelievable.
They know talent when they see it.
No, I think they obviously were jealous of me and didn't want to give me any airtime because that's all I can put it down to.
Can you quickly, just over the weekend, you went to a music festival and somebody recognized you?
Can you please
share that story?
Yeah, so I go up to buy a drink at the festival and there's this woman serving who's about my age. And she was like, oh, you're on the radio. And I was like, yeah, I am. And she's like, oh, yeah, my mum loves your show.
So shout out to the bartender's mum. Here's our podcast.
Rude that she does it, but whatever.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Tazzy.
Yeah.
Let's just pop over to France for a second.
It's a cool story. It's going to relate to all the cat burglars across the sunny coast. How many cat burglars do you think we've got?
What makes a burglar a cat burglar?
I always think they're dodging lasers. They're those like security lasers.
Oh, in that case, they're none.
Stealing jewels from art galleries
and
stuff.
Okay.
And museums and things, right? Because the Louvre was targeted by a heist on the weekend.
I feel like we don't often get heists in this day and age. Unless it's on the big screen at event cinemas, we are not seeing them.
Maybe we need to get Ellie Chaney Investigations on the case.
I don't know. I don't know if I could work internationally.
That's the problem.
I only solve local crimes.
If it was in Australia, though, I'm sure you'd be across it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So let me set the scene, Sunny Coast. About 9:30 on the 19th of October at the Louvre in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Four guys were dressed in construction gear, right?
So hot. Sorry.
What about construction gear and the fluoro makes them hot? Hot? Because they're French.
Maybe.
Let's get back to it.
Okay.
So they used a truck-mounted, like, cherry picker. They've driven it over to the side. To the side of...
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Are you all right?
Yeah, that fact has shocked me.
Well, I'll explain
it's
why.
It's not very inconspicuous.
No, it's not.
If you're
well, they
the
were
Louvre.
In construction gear, though. Very inconspicuous.
It's all part of the costume. Okay.
Let me get back to it again. They used a cherry picker. They've driven it to the side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
They've scaled the building with the cherry picker. They've got to a window that they normally would not get to.
Mm-hmm.
There were some construction work going on nearby the Louvre, so they fit in. People just went, oh, yeah, it's just some cherry picker work going on. They've broken through that window. And they've used angle grinders to break display cases.
Oh.
They were in, out in about 4 to 7 minutes.
Jeez, that's a quick heist.
And they have stolen 8 historic jewellery items from the French Crown Jewels collection, including a lovely necklace from Napoleon to his wife.
Napoleon!
Back in the day, Napoleonic. What do they say? Napoleonic times.
Napoleonic time. Yeah, okay, all right.
Royal and Napoleonic artifacts were stolen. One was found, recovered outside the museum. There was a crown, but it was damaged.
Oh, I read about this one. It was the crown that Napoleon gave his wife in the 19th century, and apparently it had 1,354 diamonds on it and 56 emeralds. You wouldn't want it. You'd be Devo knowing you're the guy who dropped that.
Oh, 100%.
Right? Okay, right, you've got the necklace, you've got the brooch, I've got the crown, sweet.
Here I dropped the crown.
Oh, no, bagger. Dropped the crown. Bagger.
I'm looking hot in my construction gear, though.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You have said you're about to attack all men. Here.
Whoa.
Firstly, not all men, okay?
Okay, I am never one to attack, Tazzy, and I'm never one to...
You're accusing.
...broadly discriminate or label a group. However, the title of this article is Men Are the Grubbiest. So Just following with that narrative for the time being. A study's been done. 1,200 Australian men have been surveyed, and it has revealed a grim truth about Aussie hygiene.
Sounds like you're just reading this word for word. Are you going to do any creative liberties here, or are you just going to read the article?
Yeah, I did.
You're not going to use the word grim. That was on the article, wasn't it?
Yes. So it was grubby.
Yeah.
Okay, but now I'll paraphrase the article.
Okay.
Turns out blokes suck at washing their hands, not just after the loo, but just in general.
As a guy, I have seen so many men not wash their hands.
Where? In the toilet?
In public toilets. So, like, if you finish up first, right, and I might be halfway through washing my hands, the guy finishes in the cubicle next to me, walks straight out. All the time.
Okay, question.
And I go, firstly, I'm like mid, I'm suds and up, bro.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and I look and I'm like, come on, what are you going to, you're not going to tell me you don't need to. Or even just, let's say you were perfectly, you didn't touch anything that entire time. Still use it as an excuse to clean your hands because you should be doing that throughout the day.
Correct.
COVID taught us that.
Question. When the man comes out of the cubicle, do you... Because you know how men's toilets just baffle me.
They terrify you.
So have you known what they have done in there?
No.
Okay, so they go into the cubicle.
If they're using the cubicle more often than not, it's a number two.
Yuck.
More often than not.
See, that's so awkward that you know that. So like when you walk into the men's toilet,
and this
will
was
you go
years
to the
ago.
Urinal if you need to wee and go to the cubicle if you need to?
No, I mean, that's a general rule, but it's not 100%.
So anyone coming out of a cubicle, do you assume he's dropped one
You assume
off?
At least 50%.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, so they're coming out of the cubicle after dropping the kids off at the pool, so to speak, and they're not washing their hands.
Yeah. Sometimes that's they wild. Are. Sometimes they are. But it stands out if you're there washing your hands and then people finish and then just walk straight past you. And sometimes they look in the mirror, they fix their shirt up and then they go. And you're like, what are you doing, bro?
It does happen from time to time in the women's toilets as well. I have definitely seen it happen.
Would you say it's a minority?
Oh, big minority. Yeah. Even if you just go and wet your hands, that's enough.
What's that
doing? Oh, I just need the feeling of wet on my hands to know that I've done a good job, you know? Like I couldn't walk out without touching any water because my hands would tingle. They're like, Ellie, get back in there, wash them.
Fair.
Anyway.
Yeah, men are gross.
This article says that 1 in 5, though I reckon it's higher than that. They say it's jumped from 17% to 19% aren't washing after going to the loo.
Yeah, it's probably about that.
42% say they sometimes skip washing their hands before handling food.
Oh, nah. You saw me today, literally, we were building boats downstairs and I was just about to have lunch and I went, I can't. I had to go and wash my hands, remember, and then come back. Actually, I did that last week too.
Yeah, you are a good hand washer. I'll give you that. Well, apparently 13% of men don't wash their hands after defecating, 28% after
17.
13%.
13%.
28% after you. But you reckon it's higher than that.
Yeah, I'd say it's about a third.
Oh, come on, dude. Guys, there's a, like literal measles outbreak on the coast at the moment. Wash your hands.
That's not got anything to do with poo, is it?
Well, that's to do with, but like contamination and infection and
what
whatnot.
Percentage do you think is the ladies?
Come
on.
Zero.
What is it? No, it's not zero, bro.
It's absolutely zero. You know what?
Give me a figure. You've lived, I mean, you don't live in bathrooms, but you've grown up.
What?
You've been at the ladies.
I reckon 3%. And as I said, the title of this article, Men Are the Grubbiest.
Yeah,
so
fair. There
you go.
Guilty.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We are officially in Regatta Week.
Make a difference in a child's life. Fostercare.com.au. Build a boat to win 2K cash. It's CFM's Build a Boat Regatta.
Build a boat and hope it does sink.
To have a regatta, do you have to have a gatta and then go, gee, I'd love to do that again. Let's do a regatta.
Look, I don't know. You're going to have to consult the Latin professors for the answer to that one.
They're no longer with us, unfortunately,
no,
the
no,
Latin.
They are well gone. We are in regatta week, though. It's happening Saturday morning, Golden Beach. If you haven't built a boat, that's okay. You can come down and spectate because it is such a fun morning.
Please do, Sunny Coast. It is a beautiful event. So many families and kids getting around it and, you know, colleagues and friend groups and just chaos is what it is. Mm-hmm. But it's, I mean, hopefully we're going to have some organised chaos.
Hopefully.
If the Coast Guard are listening, it's organised, okay? Everybody's got life jackets. It's all good.
They're organised. Unfortunately, Taz.
Yeah.
Yours truly is not. My boat build.
Shock, horror. I thought last year you couldn't put less effort into your boat.
Hey.
After last year, two years ago was your pool noodle disaster.
Yeah, look, that was good in vision, just not in execution, I'll have you know. Last year's great. I made it out of milk cartons. This year, I had an idea. I drew up the blueprints and unfortunately...
Yeah.
I hit a hurdle over the weekend.
Your boat, from what I know so far, is it's going to be some polystyrene crates and on top of it a trike that you're going to ride but also paddle at the same time.
Yes, and that's why I called my boat the Trike and Beat Me Bro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The tricycle was integral to the design.
Oh, no. It's broken.
However, when I named my boat, I did not yet have the tricycle in my possession. I had seen it at the tip shop and I said, I'm going to go back and get it. I went back to the tip shop yesterday and unfortunately, the tricycle was gone.
Hang on. So you're telling me that it didn't wait around for two whole weeks for you to come and get the $10 trike?
Four days. I thought surely it's safe. Oh, actually, no, maybe it was a week and a half. Still,
I drive past that tip shop every day.
Why didn't you go get me the trike then? You know I don't have a car during the week.
Here we go.
What? You didn't go back. Why are you leaving the studio? Are you kidding me?
Close your eyes.
You don't actually have the trike. Okay, I'm closing my eyes. This is a big stitch up. You're going to be like, oh, I went and got it. You absolutely didn't go and get it.
Have a look at next to you.
There's nothing there. I knew it. See? I'm not stupid enough to fall for your stupid pranks.
I didn't want the trike. It was all rusty.
I want
and
the
stuff.
Trike.
It was going to give me tetanus.
Well, now I'm at a crossroads, right? Because I've named my boat. Mm. Either I'm going to have to change the name of my boat and go trikeless.
You know what?
On the day.
I'll take it if it's not a trike, but your boat has to include three wheels. Somewhere on the boat, there needs to be three wheels.
Okay, does anyone have three wheels I could borrow? Or a tricycle? I'm putting the call out.
I'll take it.
If you've got a crappy, like I'm talking a toddler's kid's tricycle.
Yeah.
That they toddle around the house.
What are you doing? No, Sunny Coast, do not call.
Yeah, help me, please.
No, you don't need,
please.
Stop it. No, that's desperate.
If you're the one who bought my
trike. You look really desperate right now.
Like I should have had that on hold at the tip shop because someone else has swooped in. They've heard my plans. I released the blueprints on air, so they've stolen it from me.
We may see it this weekend at Golden Beach. No trike.
Mm-hmm.
You've hardly got a boat. I've seen it downstairs in the basement.
I do have a boat. The trike was just for decorative purposes. It wasn't for anything, you know, technical.
You can put three wheels on it and I'll still give you a trike.
Okay.
And beat me, bro.
All right. Well, in the meantime, if anyone's got a trike, help me out. And if you still want to register, there are a few days left for you to do so. And get building your boat. 919CFM is where you go to do that.
Don't need to build a boat, though. I think it's close enough. We're a couple of days out.
Mm.
Just make sure you're down at Golden Beach.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the morning on Saturday. It is thanks to IFWS Foster Care. Make a difference in a child's life. Fostercare.com.au.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
About a week ago on the show, you and I spoke about the Bird of the Year competition.
Yes, they're running it slightly differently than previous years. They gave us a whole list of birds, basically, and they eliminated one or two birds a day try and get down to a final, and then they'll announce the 2025 Bird of the Year.
Now, the Bird of the Year competition may not be something that appeals to everybody, so you might be listening to this thinking, I don't care what the Bird of the Year is.
Oh, you've seen a bird before.
You've seen a bird.
You may have seen the Bird of the Year.
Yeah. And, you know, loves birds. Our friend Tazzy over here.
I do.
Big bird watcher.
Yep. Mum taught me well. And basically, anytime I see a bird, I know what type of bird it is.
It's a skill. It's a skill that I'm sure kills the ladies.
Okay.
Is that how you go, girlfriend?
With a total of zero ladies.
You've never pointed out a canary and they've said, hey, that's hot?
No.
No?
It's because I would never see a canary. Don't be silly.
Okay, sorry. This is just the first bird that popped to mind.
You've never seen a canary in your life.
A canary still... Oh, yeah.
When?
Oh, did they all died because of mines. Wasn't that a thing? You took a canary into mines, and if it died, there wasn't enough air.
Yes.
Yeah. Sad.
Basically.
What a sad history the canary has.
Yeah, it was fumes, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that was a dark night.
Canary in a coal mine.
Yes. Back to the bird of the year. So it's run by the Guardian. And you and I got involved.
Wingardium Leviosa.
We cast a few votes. A winner has been crowned. Now, in previous years, the Magpies won because the Collingwood fans got a hold of it. Legit.
Great.
And
Foz, get away from
it.
Our competition, mate. You've got the Fozzie. AFL, all right?
So, we have the finalists.
Here we go.
In third place, we have the Gang Gang Cockatoo, a red-crested Canberra favourite with a call that sounds like a rusty hinge.
Okay, the
Give
Gang
me a rusty
Gang.
Hinge. Oh, that was actually phenomenal.
Yeah, you don't want any WD-40 on that. You need it to need WD-40.
That was really impressive. Okay, the runner-up. Hold on, I've lost where the runner-up is. Oh, goodness. Oh, okay.
The music's getting climactic. You need to know.
The runner-up is the Bored and Black Cockatoo. And in first place we have the Tawny Frogmouth.
Oh, what a favourite.
Is it?
Do you know what it looks like?
Yeah, it kind of looks like an owl, but I don't think it is an owl.
It's basically an owl.
I looked it up to see if it was an owl, and it says a tawny frogmouth is a species of frogmouth, which does not clear
that
things
up. That
does
not make anything.
At all.
No, that doesn't make it clearer.
All right. Well, are you happy with that? Are you happy with the tawny frogmouth as the winner?
Yeah. Does it say how good it goes in coal mines?
Oh.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Before we get to all that, though, Tassie, I have discovered a new group on the coast that I would really like to join.
Like a little minority group.
Well, no, just a social group.
Okay.
A social group. And residents of Caloundra may be familiar with this group because they frequent the Caloundra Shopping Centre.
Okay.
They're a group of ladies, retirees, who join together every Tuesday and Thursday at Caloundra Shopping Centre to go for walks around the shopping centre for fitness.
Great.
And they call themselves the Walkie Talkies.
Great.
Oh, I want to be part of them so bad. They have just celebrated their 13-year anniversary. They've been doing it for 13 years.
Look, it's not the biggest shopping centre in the world. So
Whoa!
For 13 years of walking around it, they've definitely done some loops.
Are you throwing shade at the kilo, the K's covered by these ladies?
No.
Well, it's not the wall. Oh, you want to get some real steps up? Go to the plaza.
I'm not saying anything to do about the shopping centre. It's just after 13 years, you've seen all of Caloundra Shopping Centre.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily about going to the shops. It's about just getting their steps up, and it's all air conditioned.
Beautiful.
It's flat.
Yeah.
So
get a donut.
Well, that's the thing, right? So to celebrate, they've all caught up, and they had coffees, donuts, and homemade cakes, and then Caloundra Shopping Centre said, "You know what, ladies? Here's a $50 gift card on us."
Great.
Plus, they made themselves custom walkie-talkies T-shirts.
What
so
we should do?
Matching T-shirts.
Make them like just hire them, and they can be like security because they're wandering around. Just get them to scan, you know, the little checkpoints that security have to do.
What happens?
There we go.
What happens?
They can
make
a citizen's arrest.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure they could.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of maybe. What else can we get them to do?
I would worry.
Around?
Like, here's a picture of the ladies. Can you see my screen?
They
look lovely. I can't see them tackling a shoplifter to the ground, though.
They've got uniforms.
Yeah, because the shopping centre made them uniforms
so
for their walking
cool.
group. Right. But you're right.
When do they meet up? What time?
Tuesdays and Thursdays. Do you
Mornings?
Reckon we could crash? Do you reckon you have to be a retiree to be in it?
I don't think so. We talk.
We talk.
We walk.
We walk.
We love aircon.
I even have walkie-talkies that I could bring along. If they need a mascot, I think we go and join them. Pam, Lee, Glenda, Vicenta, Loretta, Robin, Margaret, Merle and Faye.
And Ellie and Taz.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Make a difference in a child's life. Fostercare.com.au. Build a boat to win 2K cash. It's CFM's Build a Boat Regatta.
Build a boat and hope it does sink.
Yeah. Saturday morning, 10 a.m., Golden Beach. We want to see as many people as possible down there because Sunny Coasters have been working hard on their homemade boats and we're going to be racing them.
Yep.
The winner is going to take home $2,000 thanks to IFYS Foster Care.
There's kids, families, colleagues, even some enemies have really got back together to build boats.
Oh, have they?
For our Build-A-Boat Regatta.
Oh.
It's bringing everyone together, bro.
Yeah, I know. We can't wait. Tassie and I have both been busy building our own separate boats.
I'm super proud of mine until I hit the water this morning. we went out to Cotton Tree, mm-hmm. right, and we usually do this every year, basically, as we float test the boats.
Yeah.
About a week out, just to sort of calm us down and go, yep, you're on the right track, yes, it works, or maybe make some slight adjustments.
Yep.
And it's usually promising but not amazing.
Yeah, usually we leave feeling better than when we got there.
Mm.
Today, we took down both our boats. we want to hear how yours went, Tassie. Before we get into it, can you give us a quick description of what your boat looks like?
Imagine like a bobsled, like a snow sled that mm-hmm. they would use in the snow, right? But it's made out of PVC pipe.
Yeah.
So I've gone out, I've sourced the pipe from local tip shops and I've... Yep. Bought all the fittings, and there was a guy at Bunnings who literally thought I was a plumber.
Yeah.
Because I was standing there checking out all the PVC stuff, and he goes, oh, I need this and that. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, bro. I'm building a boat for a radio competition. I could be the least qualified person here. Talk to that six-year-old. I think he knows. I bought all the stuff, glued it all together. It's waterproof. It looks great. But will it float?
Let's see how it went this morning. All right. You're in your togs.
Come on out with me. Come on.
Here we go.
Come on, Ellie.
How deep are we going?
Keep going. Keep going. All right, I'm ready. Are
okay,
we ready?
The moment of truth. The first drop of the PVC event.
Am I dropping it? Do you want me to drop it?
Well, no, don't drop it so I'm going to get splashed.
Yeah, you're definitely going to get splashed.
Just maybe drop it from a lower height.
You ready?
Yeah, okay.
3, 2, 1. Let's launch this puppy.
Okay, I got splashed, but it floats.
It floats.
Oh, it is not buoyant enough to take your weight.
It is not buoyant enough, actually.
It's like less buoyant than a boogie board. Oh God, no. It has literally sunk to the ground. It's sunk to the ground.
I'm going to need more air.
You're going to need so much more air.
So much. There's not even half enough.
What are you going to do? The regatta's in like, it's on Saturday, bro.
I'm probably going to cry a little bit. I need to lose some weight. That's what I...
No.
I need a kid to pilot my boat.
I think even if a kid pilots it, you're still screwed. That kid is going to sink.
Are there any small dogs that have any rowing ability?
Tassie. My heart did break for you a little bit because I know you've worked hard on your boat.
I've loved my boat this year.
Yeah.
I've been more passionate about my boat this year than ever before. I think it would work
mm-hmm.
if the person piloting the boat weighed 17 kgs or less.
Oh, I reckon that's pushing it. I reckon maybe 10.
Ow. Well, I've thought about it because that happened a couple of hours ago.
Yeah.
I think I may have a way forward.
Okay.
I might go back to the old faithful air mattresses.
Yeah, I think that's your only option here.
Oh, I just can't afford more PVC.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Is it time?
Is it time?
It's time. I think it's time.
I think we've said that now's when we would push the button, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, is this the button? Yeah, it is. It's Bandle time, baby.
Let's play Bandle, our favourite radio game. We get to play it every single afternoon. Hopefully, you're lucky enough to be in the car listening at this point in time as well. We are working as a whole, Sunny Coast, to try and work out what this mystery song is from 2012 today.
Now, usually we go layer by layer and it reveals an instrument per layer.
Yes.
Today, not many layers to choose from.
Ooh.
Okay, so we've got to get it quickly.
Okay. Well, right. There's prices up for grabs. $59 Sadie's Hand Car Wash voucher. Thank you very much. You can save 25% on your choice of car wash with their new subscription, Wash Club. Check it out, sadieshandcarwash.com.au.
Alrighty, here we go. Call us when you know what this is.
It's toughy. 2012, we're going back to 545-11919 is our number. What is that song?
I had an idea, But I don't. I think the song I'm thinking of came out in 2011, which is not going to help me.
That's not going to help you.
No.
That's okay. Not 2012.
It's not 2012. Thank you, Taz. Very helpful of you.
Thank you.
All right, should we go layer number two?
Okay, 545-11919. What is that song? Line one, is this Tia? Hello.
Hello. Yes, it is.
Hello. Both of us are distracted because we're both singing that song in our head, trying to think of who sings it and what it is. But you've called in very quickly. What song do you think it is?
Is it Stay by Rihanna?
Oh, it's absolutely Stay by Rihanna. Taz.
All alone as a fever. Would have come out in 2012. Tia, guess what? That has scored you today's bando. Oh, that's when you play the song,
Ellie. I know, I can't. There's too many Rihanna songs in the system. I can't get it up in time. Oh, here we go.
Ellie.
What?
That happens to everybody.
So I've heard.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, 545-11919. If you had something weird for breakfast.
Yeah. Now, the reason we're asking this, and I feel like we've talked a lot about my cooking this week, but we're just going to talk about it.
That's because it's newsworthy.
Is it?
It's shocking. It's grey, it's bland, often it's sloppy. There's no flavour or texture, and it's always got a weird smell. And your food's terrible as
okay,
well.
Okay. Are you done? Because that went on for literally 28 seconds, that description. I got in today and we were chit-chatting about our mornings and I said, I had a pretty rogue breakfast this morning. And you said, don't tell me. Save it for when we're on the air. So
yeah,
you've been waiting hours.
If you think it's rogue, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Sunny Coast. Expect her to really let loose here.
Yeah. So think about what you had, Sunny Coast. If it's as rogue as this, then cool. It's a long story.
Oh, no. It better be shorter than 28 seconds because I was made fun of for talking for more than 28 seconds.
Okay, I'll keep it quick. I was cooking up some turkey mince to have for dinner tonight and I thought, let's just keep a little bit of this turkey mince in the pan.
No, you had turkey.
And so I had the turkey mince. However, I scrambled up a little bit of egg mixture with some egg and milk, chucked in some spinach and some onion,
made a bit of an omelet.
And made like a scrambled turkey mince egg situation and then thought, do I need to have that with bread? Nah. So I just had it by itself, just spooned the meat into my mouth straight from the pan, and that was my breakfast.
Was that the long version of the story or the short?
No, that was the long one.
That was your rogue breakfast.
That was my rogue breakfast.
Turkey mince. Sunny Coast, we've based the next 15 minutes of the show around rogue breakfasts because I thought that was going to be way more rogue.
Turkey mince for breakfast is
turkey
rogue.
Is very rogue. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
you just had an omelette. You just had scrambled eggs and you just threw a little bit of turkey in there. Like, that's not that rogue.
Well, it was more turkey-based than it was egg-based, if that helps. Like, it was kind of just a gluggy turkey mixture.
It was a turkey scramble.
Yeah, yeah, but more turkey than scramble.
545-11919, Sunny Coast. I'm so sorry.
And then I found $20.
No, stop. No? Stop talking.
That doesn't save it.
I'm trying to bring him back with prizing.
Well, I have just found my new favourite song. How good's that?
You are months behind, but it's my favourite song too.
Ray, where is my husband? I feel you, sister. You're listening to CFM. Our name's Ellie and Taz.
I just really
loved that song.
I have my finger on the pulse with new
music,
right? Yeah,
you know what's going down.
I've heard that in Coles, and you're listening to it this afternoon going, well, this is a bit good, isn't it?
Sorry that I only listen to CFM, okay? If we don't play it, I don't know it.
I've been playing it on CFM for 4 weeks, you idiot.
Okay.
It's like doing a radio show with my grandma.
Oh, mate,
this new one's a bit good.
Sorry that I'm showing music passion,
is
okay?
Is this Taylor Swift?
Okay. Let's move on, all right?
Is
poor Ariana
Rodrigo? Is this her? I don't know what her stuff is. Anyway, we're talking Sunny Coast. We're giving away double passes to the movies. You could see Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere on the biggest screens at Event and BCC Cinemas from October 23. But we are asking the question, how rogue is your breakfast?
Yeah, because I've been copping it all day because I had a little bit of a, you know, unusual breakfast this morning.
You said to me, Taz, I've had a rogue breakfast and I just need to share it with the Sunny Coast. And yeah. It was just a scrambled egg with a little bit of turkey mince.
Okay, yeah, some would call that rogue, bro. Okay.
Well, let's see how you compare to the rest of the Sunny Coast. Let's go to the phones.
All right, Ariana, I had turkey mince.
Oh, bombs on the phone. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're right, for breakfast.
I've got a full carload coming home from gymnastics.
Oh, beautiful. Hi, Carl. How you going?
Guys, that's enough.
We've had a day. I actually questioned if it was a full moon today.
Oh, really?
Well,
oh,
there's two moons in the sky at the moment. NASA's found a second small moon, Ari, so that might be happening.
I thought you just pulled your pants down.
Yeah, so did I when he told me that.
I could add a third.
No. Put it away. No one wants to see that.
Okay. No one It'd wants blind to see you. That.
Yeah. All right, Ari. Well, I had turkey mince for breakfast this morning, which has been coined as quite a rogue breakfast. Did you have something equally as rogue, or what do you have?
I had to make a video for a charcuterie platter, so I had leftover bits from a charcuterie platter that I just put eggs on top and called it a breakfast.
The leftover bits of a charcuterie board. Can we now, Ellie and I, guess
what was left over?
It's always the worst bits that are left over.
Well, it was for a video, though, it's not being passed around a crowd. You know?
Fair.
Although I did let the family pick at it before I put it away.
Oh, okay.
All right. The cheese is gone apart from like a weird little leftover bit of soft cheese.
Oh, I was thinking more hard, like a parmesan or something, you know, the really hard one.
Cheese, Ari?
There was no cheese, but there was a mini baguette that I had to stick onto a chopstick to toast in the toaster.
Stick it on a chopstick?
You know, one of those barbecue skewers, those meat skewers. I had to put three little rounds onto a stick to put it in the toaster because I was like, if I just stick these little rounds in, I'll never get them out.
Oh, that sounds like a fire hazard waiting to happen.
That's commitment.
You know what? It worked pretty well. I thought it was pretty inventive.
Yeah, I agree, Taz. Don't bloody yucca yum.
A little mini baguette for breakfast.
What else? Was there a bit of prosciutto?
There was a bit of prosciutto, a random olive or two, and then I just put hot sauce and eggs on it and called it a day.
I love it.
That's the name of today's show. Just put hot sauce and eggs on it and called it a day.
Great call, my friend. I love it. Thank you.
Ari, you're going to the movies, my friend. A double pass.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so stoked.
You're very welcome.
Cannot wait to leave the kids behind.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair by the sounds of it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
So the Earth is rocketing around the sun right now, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We're all moving, you know, thousands of kilometres an hour around the big sun. Well, we've picked up a tiny little friend that's doing that with us. His name is PO25PN7.
What?
And he is a little quasi-moon.
What?
We now have two moons.
Okay. All right. A few notes on this story.
When Savage Garden said, I'll fly to the moon and back, they should now be specific as to which one.
P360 Fedonate doesn't have the same ring.
No,
to it.
It doesn't. No, it. What? I will fly you to the quasi moon and back. So it's a little tiny moon.
Yeah.
That is now orbiting the sun around the same speed and same location as us. So it's not circling us like the moon is. That's why it's called a quasi moon. But it's basically in our. It's basically around Earth, and it's going to be sticking around for until 2083, apparently. NASA has recently found it and basically told everyone.
Okay. My mind gets, like, when there's a lot of overwhelming science.
I'll
or
draw
maths
it. Do you want me to draw it for you?
My brain
Sorry,
starts
Sunny
to
Coast.
Tickle a bit.
Here's the sun.
No, okay, I get it, but how, for starters,
it's always
is one
been
question.
There. It's always been there, but it's not been near us.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
So it's just come over for a vacation and it's going to be
basically,
here for ages.
It's going to be here around us for ages and then it'll get closer and closer and closer and it'll eventually spiral into the sun.
But and then what happens?
For the next 100 years, it's around our distance. Does that make sense?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise Savage Garden's still playing in the background. So sorry. Oh, no, you know what? I'm not sorry. Let's bring it back. So when it hits the sun, that doesn't sound like fun for it.
Yeah. That'll be what it does. Yeah.
Is it going to explode?
It's only
so 50, it's doomed.
It's only like 45 metres across or something. It's crazy small.
Is our moon doomed? You know?
We're doomed.
Okay, now I'm bringing down Savage Garden.
The sun,
this just
the
got
sun
real.
Will eventually, if oh, this is so morbid.
Yeah, I know.
Why
you brought
asking,
it up.
I didn't bring it up. You asked about what it's like.
Oh, I was just having fun with moon songs. I've got a whole, you said I'm going to talk about the moon, so I was like, okay, I've got all the moon songs ready. But then now,
the sun will
you've put
eventually,
a stop to the fun chat.
Over trillions and trillions of years, it'll get bigger and bigger
up.
And bigger and swallow us up.
Oh, kids.
No.
Don't bother with school.
It'll just be, there'll be no more Earth, and it'll just be Elon on Mars by himself hanging out. And then he'll
and
go.
Katy Perry.
And then the sun will take him. It's Katy Perry.
Katy
yeah,
Perry
Elon and Katy Perry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And her new boyfriend.
Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister.
That's right.
What a party that'll be, those three.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Alex Warren, Eternity on CFM. Hello, we're Ellie and Taz. Music's been great today. I've really enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'll try harder tomorrow. And
yeah. You've had five in here. Alex Warren.
Yeah.
Good new song.
Yes.
Taylor Swift's new stuff.
Oh,
great.
Ray. You liked Ray.
Yeah, Ray. The new song by Ray. Oh, God. If you haven't heard that, stick around. We'll play it again tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm sure. At some stage.
Can I start telling my story?
Yeah, go.
So everybody's dabbling in AI at the moment.
Yeah.
ChatGPT is a common one, but there's a lot out there. People are asking it questions and things like that, and you might want answers. You might have a question you need the answers for, mm-hmm. right? Well, a study has been done that actually proves that being rude to AI gets you better results. So a new study from Pennsylvania State University has found that if you're rude to AI, instead of asking pleases and thank yous and may I, which is how you type to regular humans, let alone AI,
oh,
I'm sure.
I absolutely thank AI.
Well, they are. If you're very sort of polite, you're going to get right answers about 80% of the time.
What?
You're going to get what you want out of it about 80% of the time, apparently, because it's not perfect.
Mm.
It's still just reading the internet and firing the internet back at you, right? But if you're very rude, you're going to get 85% correct responses.
Why? Because it's scared of you?
Basically, it's less ambiguity with the prompts. So you're giving it a command and it needs to know exactly what it's doing. Remember, it is a robot.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going, hello there. I saw a flower the other day and I was wondering if maybe you could tell me what it is. It's not going to be like, what the hell is this? Tell me about this flower with purple.
Oh, I hate that because our bloody kids growing up in this digital age using AI, they're going to forget their manners.
Basically, instead of could you please tell me X, instead just tell me the answer. It gives clearer intent.
No.
So skipping the pleases and thank yous might actually help your chatbot perform better. Just hope it doesn't hold a grudge later when they take over.
Right, it will. I'm absolutely going to be nice to my robots because you're right, they're going to take over one day.
You are okay with incorrect answers?
No.
I'm rude to my AI.
Oh, I bet you are. I'm just looking at the last thing I ChatGPT'd was earlier today when we took the car out and the seat buckle was buried under the seat and we couldn't lift the seat.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, ChatGPT, do you mind letting me know how I lift this chair as the buckle is buried beneath and I can't access the
Did you tell it what kind
belt?
Of chair?
Well, then it asked me and then I told it.
And then I fixed it.
And then you fixed it. Oh, what a flex.
Just
that
waiting
was.
For a thank you
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, then I swooped in and fixed it. Don't worry, love.
Yeah, no, save the day, guys. Stands under stress no more.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We tested my boat yesterday morning.
Yep.
Terrible. I'm already in desperate, like, just fixing mode.
Mm-hmm.
However, we still haven't tested yours.
Yeah, so let's see how that went, shall we? All right, we are carrying it out. It's four styrofoam boxes taped together with a boogie board in the middle holding the catamaran.
Look, it makes my boat look pretty good and mine sunk straight to the bottom, but we'll see.
Here
first
we go.
Results will show.
Oh, it's floating, baby.
Of course it floats.
It's floating.
Here we go. Are the cameras on? Because this will be good. This will be a one take.
Whoa, how dare you?
Here we go.
Oh, we should have brought the paddles down.
Ellie's about to put the cheeks on the boogie board. Oh!
Okay, I need a second boogie board. I need a second
Hang on,
boogie
I'll
board.
Go get you one.
Okay. Thank you.
There we go. Don't say I don't do anything for you.
Thanks, bro. Okay, so the first boogie board was not strong enough to hold my weight. However, with two boogie boards...
Give it full weight. Full weight.
Oh, she's away. She floats, baby.
Great. Now if I give you a little push, you'll go out to the ocean and I get to do the show solo this afternoon.
Quite relaxing. I mean, I do not have paddles, so lucky there's an offshore breeze. What do we think? Do we think?
Yeah, it's good.
Do we think that... Okay, the boat broke, guys.
Her boat's in five pieces.
That's okay. It was just a proof of concept. We know the concept works. Now we just need to work on firming up the,
What are we firming up?
I don't know. I'm very cold. I just fell in. Okay, so...
So hang on. Let me summarise. We put the boat in. The boat worked. You sat on it and it broke. So your weight broke it. And then you wanted to firm something up. That was today's test.
I need to firm up the fixings, I think.
Right.
I think I maybe need to get some glue to stick it all together a little bit more firmly and maybe extra tape as well.
Also, you left half of it in the water.
No.
Sorry, dolphins and turtles and stuff.
Hey, do not slander me like that. You know.
Polystyrene everywhere.
No, the polystyrene came home with me and we'll be back in the ocean on Saturday. And then taken out again, respectfully.
Calm down, turtles. We'll feed you again on Saturday.
Ellie
will feed you.
No, we've got the team from Chili Bins giving us a skip bin on the day.
Bon appetit.
Okay, get down to our Build a Boat Regatta Saturday morning. It is all thanks to IFYS Foster Care. Make a difference in a child's life. Visit fostercare.com.au.
What's the turtle's name from Finding Nemo?
Crush, bro.
Yeah, he'll be at Golden Beach. He's hungry.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
It's an oldie but a goodie. We love these stories. What got in your eye?
Ooh.
Whether it was accidental or, in this case, it was on purpose.
On purpose, putting something in your eye.
A man named Slater Jones, 23-year-old. Unfortunately lost his right eye.
Yes.
Sad story. Don't know how, but I'm guessing it was sad. So,
no prep was done.
He was told by doctors that they could make a prosthetic eye. That's like an artificial eye, is a thing.
Right.
So he said, sweet, no worries. Can we jazz up the eye a little bit? And it ended in him getting a prosthetic eye with a $2 million diamond embedded in the eye.
How rich
socket.
Is this guy?
Obviously pretty rich.
It's like Elon Musk.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's a $2 million diamond in the eye.
And he's 23 years old.
Does that help him see at all, or is it literally just there for
Yeah,
flex?
It's just for looks. I think you just see out of the other
this
eye.
This guy's filthy rich.
And he's flexing. So look, that's I'm showing you a picture of it. That's him there.
It shines.
It's
Sunny
right.
Coast. It's like, you know when you take a picture of somebody and their eyes go weird? That's how his eye looks all the time.
True. Imagine trying to have a conversation with him. You couldn't focus.
No.
You'd just be like, oi, bro, what's in your eye?
Yeah.
Is that a diamond? If so.
I think so.
How much did that set you back? Just $2 million.
When you sleep, do you take the eye out and put it next to you in the little glass of water?
I wonder because then if it gets stolen.
Is it like dentures?
If it gets stolen, that's a jewel heist.
Yeah, I mean, those are all the rage at the moment.
All right.
Sorry, Louvre.
Oh, the Louvre thieves are going to have their way with this one for sure.
Our number, 545-11919. We do have a double pass to Event Cinemas up for grabs. You can see Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, on the biggest screens at Event and BCC Cinemas from October 23, which is tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. But give us a call. What got in your eye?
Let's go to Courtney in Nambour. Court, what got in your eye?
Alcohol. The stuff that you clean your hands with, hand sanitizer.
No. Oh, that smells like it's going to stink.
Oh, it was the most painful experience I've ever had. I bent over at work. I had reading glasses on and everything and knocked the alcohol bottle off and it shot me square in the eye. Oh. Couldn't see a thing and I'm running around trying to find a sink. It was horrible.
Okay, so are we talking like, because I feel like, don't they usually come out of squirty bottles? Did it squirt? Up into your eye?
It fell off the PPE trolley of all places. I'm a nurse.
Yeah.
And it fell off the trolley, landed upside down, squirted straight under my glasses and into my eye. I couldn't repeat it if I tried.
Yeah,
things
right.
like that often say, do not get in your eye.
No.
You know, seek medical attention once you do.
And then, like, the ones in hospitals and doctor's surgery, I imagine, are the full strength ones, right, Court?
Yeah, it certainly was.
It's like a version of, remember the suicide shots you can do where you...
What?
You get a shot of tequila.
Oh, here we go, the Alco. She just heard Alco before.
It's like, how do you do it? You pour the vodka in your eye or the tequila in your
Sorry?
eye?
You're meant to squirt the lemon in your eye. You can pull a joke on people and tell them, yeah, instead of sucking the lemon, you tell them that you squeeze it in your eye.
That's right. That's right. So the alcohol's not gone in your eye, just the lemon. Oh, of course, gets it. Taz is looking at me like I am such an alcoholic right now, Courtney.
You are. Thank you, Courtney.
Thanks, Courtney.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
All right, let's go to Josh from Gympie. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Ellie. How are we?
Good, thanks, bud. How are you? And more importantly, how's your eye? What's been in it?
Well, being a boilie, I've had steel files in my eye before.
Ooh.
Steel files? So, what's that? As in like
filing. A bit of filing from steel, like, you know.
A scrap.
Grinding sparks and whatnot, and then a bit of shit gets in my eye.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, how much does that hurt, Josh? Out of 10?
Well, look, it's irritating, and then you go to the doctors, and they say, no, we can't do nothing. Then you go to the optometrist, and the next minute they numb your eye, they get the needle out, and then they scrape it out with a needle.
Oh, so do they... Oh, hang on, I've got a question. Oh. If they need to numb your eye, do they have to put a numbing needle into your eyeball?
No, it's eye drops that numb the eye.
Oh, thank God. There's nothing worse than the thought of a needle going into your eyeball.
I couldn't do it.
I'd
pass away. I would choose to pass
away. The worst part is when you put your head in the little eye machine, the little magnifier, right, and you see the needle coming towards your eye, and you have to hold your eye open, and it's just the most annoying. It's more annoying than painful.
Surely, if it's steel, can't they just get a little fridge magnet and wave it close to it and just the steel out?
If only that was that easy. Because apparently within an hour of your eye getting something in there, there's already layers going over the fragment because your eye's trying to repair itself.
Oh, it builds it into the eyeball.
That's cute of the eye.
Wow.
Oh, so Calais that
we happened probably about 6 to 7 times in my career.
I might recommend getting some eye protection in your line of work. Joshy, maybe just some safety glasses or...
Oh, don't worry, my boss is on my ass about it, but yeah.
Yeah, sounds right. I would be too.
Love it, Joshy. Have a great afternoon, my friend.
You too, brother.
Thanks, bud. Finally, Jenny in Twin Waters, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Jen. What got in your eye?
It wasn't my eye, it was my daughter's partner's eye.
Mm-hmm.
He wears contact lenses and he was fixing one of the kids' toys using super glue. Wouldn't come out, so he tried to look at the super glue to fix it and squeal it up and super glued his contact lens into his eye and his eye stuck.
Oh my gosh.
That's something you only see in movies. What happened next?
Quick ambulance had to come take him to hospital and then they had to...
How did they do it? How do you dissolve super glue?
I don't know, but he's got a perfectly good eye now. He just be a bit more careful with super glue.
That's a good lesson to take away from
maybe
it.
Maybe the contact lens is just still in. Maybe it's just easier to leave it in at that point.
It's like permanent glasses.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And if you've been listening to CFM for a long, long time, you're going to recognise who we're about to speak to.
Yeah, there's a new show on the TV, premiering tonight, and Jess, Eva, and Norm are the hosts of Budget Battlers. They join us now. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you going, guys?
Good.
Legends.
Good. What a treat this is.
Oh, my God, it's a treat for us. I feel like I'm talking to my old stables. I'm very excited.
Well, you are Sunny Coast royalty back on the CFM airwaves. We are honoured to have you on our show.
Oh, God, I don't know what type of royalty. Like, it's not the Andrew. Like it's not the, like, the more disgraced royalty than anything else.
Hardly. Honestly, they've still got paintings of you up around the place at CFM, Jess. Honestly, can't go down the corridors without seeing you.
Oh, you're so fine. I don't think so. I think they're more wanted posters. But Crime Stoppers than anything else. But thank you, Elle. Are you still doing your rats? Are you doing your... I loved those.
Oh, look, from time to time, although it's been pointed out that I'm not getting any younger, and so the rats are getting less and less cool the older I get. You know, I'm just becoming...
I loved your whiskers.
Your women empowerment one was one of my favourites. That was beautiful. I loved that.
Jess, we treat Ellie's raps like the Olympics, right? If the Olympics were every year, they wouldn't be as cool. So we're trying to get her to do less of them. Just
24. Is that Ellie's idea, though, so to lessen her workload? Or, like, that's genius, Ellie. That's why girls think smart, not hard.
Right?
I'm proud of you.
Exactly, exactly. You don't, I was going to say you don't see Taylor Swift pumping out hits all the time, but you actually do.
You actually do.
That was a bad analogy. Now, let's talk this TV show, Budget Battlers, back on TV screens tonight. You guys are making home renovations affordable. Firstly, thank you, because my home needs a lot of renovating and I need some tips.
Oh, that's where you come in, Normie. Normie's cheap and she's available. So, you know, ladies, you need some painting done.
I'm not that cheap. Come on.
But you're available.
I'm available.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys aren't still Sunny Coast based, right? Have you left the Sunny Coast?
We left the Sunny Coast because I actually went from CFM to Sydney for work, which was devastating. But we do have some Sunny Coast locals that are actually on the show quite regularly. We've got Tim Munker, who was on episode number one, who is now one of our main crew members. He's from Blybly. We've got Bruce from Rethink, who's a general manager of Rethink. Solar panels. He loves a good solar panel, loves the blue tint. And we've also got Humankind, Dave and Ange, all based on the Sunshine Coast. Like, Sunny Coast dominates in this series this year.
Superb.
In that case, I feel like you could potentially come round to my house and do some renovating, you reckon?
Well, they're already there, Tal. Just give them a shout. Do it now, 30. What's your number these days?
It's still 545-11919. It's a mouthful, but do you remember it?
I've got ADHD. I don't even know where my keys are. But call that number if you're listening.
She doesn't remember it. She started with 13, so she's not even close.
Oh, she's been in the big cities too long. You know, you've got to remember your roots in the regions, yes?
Oh, no, what a power play. So I was just thinking of the amount of dollars I've got left in my account, 13, about that.
Absolutely.
Now, back for another season, Budget Battlers. What's a feel-good highlight for you guys? Because I'm sure, you know, the show's filmed and done. What's something that resonates still with you and you're waiting for it to air?
For me, it's just getting people back in their homes. It's just great. Like, you work your guts out all week, but it's not all about that. It's about getting people back into their homes that are... that haven't really thought about doing anything to their home, but they're very deserving people. So it's just a real feel-good show.
Well, Jess and Norm, what a treat it's been to speak to you guys. Anything in particular you miss about living on the Sunny Coast? What would be the main thing?
Oh, blah,
blah. Yeah, my Tommy, you got?
Yeah.
The beach, Norm's mate, Paddy, Rogan. He's not a travel destination, but if you met him, he would be.
Oh,
here we go.
All right, we're trying.
He's opened it up for Paddy.
Yeah,
geez. Yeah, I know. I know.
Phone's about to blow up.
I know. Don't put that number out again, Ellie. Don't put that number out again.
Budget Battlers premieres tonight, 7:30 PM, Channel 9 and 9 Now. And Jess, one last time, do you want to fire off into a song right now and say the station and all that? And we'll play whatever you want.
Or the number.
Oh,
if you
what
can
a treat.
It.
I worked there back in the days where, because I wasn't the anchor, I wouldn't dare. Oh my God, I'm actually a bit nervous. What's the song, Dal?
Do you know what? You can request one if you want.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Oh, this is going to be gold.
Yeah, I want, I'd like to get some, no, actually, my mind went to a really dirty place. Let's just get to Katy Perry.
Okay. All right.
And what's the station again, Jess?
919 CFM.
Hey.
Welcome to the Daddy Nose. Yo.
Still got it. Jess and Norm, Budget Battlers premieres tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Take us back to your uni days. You had an assignment in some sort of drama studies.
Theatre studies, yep.
And you had to do accents.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to give you the top five most attractive accents according to Americans. There has been thousands of Americans studied, and they have said these are our favourite accents for sex appeal.
Oh, sex appeal. Do we need some sexy music then?
Well, maybe.
Okay. All
right. You had an assignment, though, for theatre studies, which meant you had to do... That's
sexy.
That's
enough.
Better.
Yeah.
You had to do You had to read a line
mm-hmm.
and you had to do it in different accents every time.
Yeah, we recorded it and then we submitted it. And the fun part of this story is I forgot that the recording was saved on my iPod at the time.
Great.
And I was having pre-drinks at my house and guess what came on? The Bluetooth speaker.
The recording of the assignment.
Saying, I want all of you to line up at the door in multiple different accents.
Well, I'll do a top five. So I will go number and the accent.
Yep.
You hit me with what line are you going to say?
I want all of you to line up at the door. Let's
okay.
bring it back after 15 years or whatever it's been. Spoiler alert, though, there's yes. some accents I can't do. I can probably only do about five accents. So,
well, luckily we're about to do five here.
Yeah, but what if they're not the ones I know?
I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
And if not, give it a go and just offend people. Okay. Just really let loose, okay?
Okay.
If you are from any of these countries, Sunny Coast, just allow Ellie 5 seconds to just butcher.
Yeah. You know. I love all of your cultures.
You will, actually, and you will too.
Okay.
Okay, number five.
Mm-hmm.
French.
Oh, I suck at French. Haven't all of you to line up at the door.
Okay, let's move on real quick, actually. Yeah, that is way more offensive
it's
than I thought.
Better than I thought it would be.
Okay.
Quite proud of it.
I thought that was worse.
Oui, oui.
Number four.
Mm-hmm.
Irish.
Oh, this is where I excel. Who want all of you to line up at the door?
Number three is English.
I want all of you to line up at the door.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Yeah, that's my posh British. I've got a
That's
Cockney
your Hermione.
One. Yeah, that's my Hermione. Yeah. Do you want a Cockney as well?
Oh, have we got options?
Yeah. I want all of you to line up at the door.
You know how we play those little standalone bits in the show where it's just you and I making fun of ourselves with no context? I want that.
Okay.
I want that bit.
Sure.
Number two.
Yep.
Scottish.
Oh, I suck at Scottish. Okay. I want all of...
Can you just calm down on the... Do it again. Accent, though.
A wee coffee. I want all of you to line. No, that's Irish again. To line up at the door. Nah.
Okay, bring it home strong here. You may not be able to do this.
Oh, no.
Australian is number one.
Is it?
Australian's the sexiest accent.
I want all of you to line up at the door.
Oh, okay.
And that's with my sexy voice on.
I know, and I didn't like hearing it in my headphones, actually.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
After 4 o'clock, we're giving away a family pass to the Halloween Fest Evil at Aussie World. And 2 weeks ago, you and I went out to Aussie World to try out their Mayhem Maze, their haunted house, as it were.
We did.
We were terrified.
Yeah, fair to say, we didn't come across as the bravest individuals in that video.
I mean, the video's up on our socials if you want to see it, at 919CFM on Instagram. While we were coming home from that,
mm-hmm.
you and I were talking and said, how good would it be to throw Foz and Brooke in the maze but have you and I scare them?
Yep. Have us be the ones in the costumes, lunging out, eating guts,
yep.
scaring them.
We've been the guts part was your idea. You were just hungry this morning.
Yeah,
we did reach out to the team at Aussie World and we said, hey, can we make this happen? And so many people there have helped us out this morning. There was a team of like 12 people ferrying Foz and Brooke in. They were getting us into costume, teaching us where to be and what to say and what to do. So it all ended up being perfect. Foz and Brooke had the bejesus scared out of them.
And they had no idea that it was us under the masks doing the scaring.
Until the very end, we had a bit of a Scooby-Doo moment. It's like they caught us and then they revealed the masks.
I have some friends that would like to meet you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Austin. Ellie Tash.
Ellie
Tash.
What?
I'm so scared.
It was us the whole time.
That was what? Unbelievable.
What was your voice there? It was us the whole time.
Well, I was still kind of in character because I had kind of like a creepy old decrepit bunny mask on.
Mm.
And so as soon as I put the mask on, I felt the character. And my job, I had to scare them at two separate parts of the yep. haunted house.
Yes.
And I really found that as soon as the mask was on, I just became the character.
Well, this is what I want to bring up with you is we've got some audio of Foz and Brooke going around the maze.
Mm.
Sunny Coast, this is Ellie trying her hardest to be scary.
Hello, Scenario!
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. You look so pretty. You look so pretty. So pretty.
I think that was great. I didn't plan for those lines to come out. They just, like I said, they just came to me.
Foz is laughing in that.
No. You,
they were scared. They were running for their lives. You've gone, you're so pretty. And he's gone, what the hell?
No, he was
Who
scary.
Is that? The Someone's first day on the job.
The scariest part I thought was me laughing like a Frenchman. I don't know why I did that.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And in the lead up to Halloween, we're getting our spook on.
Halloween Festival at Aussie World. Thrills, kills and unreal family fun. Bringing the fright to your phone for Halloween. Ellie and Taz's Spooring.
Excited for the Halloween Festival at Aussie World. We were out there this morning scaring Foz and Brooke in the Mayhem Maze. You'll see that on our socials a little bit later on this evening.
It's so good and it's so scary that we've come up with this competition. We may have been a couple of drinks deep at a pub when we came up with this idea. But you register on the our website, 919cfm.com.au. We call you back.
Mm-hmm.
We scare you over the phone.
And you just have to be scared or pretend to be scared to win the family pass.
We have said the scariest thing we can do with a phone is literally just call you from an unknown number.
Mm.
That's the scariest thing.
Hey, remember that time I got called from an unknown number and got scammed $3,000?
Oh, that is scary. Let's do that to someone. I've got somebody here who's registered. I'll punch their number in. Here we go.
What are we doing?
What
are we doing? Oh, we're breathing scarily.
We're breathing scarily. Okay,
okay, you breathe in. I'll breathe out.
Okay.
Okay. And then we'll go boo.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Push us on.
Hello?
Sorry, this is really hard to do. It's really hard to do. I'm dying. Is we going to water?
A lot of laughter at the end of the line there. Can we get a fright, please?
Ellie from Nambour, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. What are you doing right now?
I need water.
Are you at work or something?
No, I'm just at home with the kids.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Were you scared for a little bit, Ellie?
Yeah.
I kind of expected it.
Oh, damn it. What could have scared you, Els?
Maybe throwing some bills in there or something, like the price of bills at the moment or something.
I was going to say current house prices.
Yes, something like that.
All right. I'll let you try that tomorrow, Tazzy,
Thank
with
you.
Whoever we scare tomorrow. We'll
yeah,
see
let's
if
do
it
that.
Gets more of a fright because this one didn't work.
Ellie, we've got a family pass to Aussie World with your name on it. Well done.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
No worries at all.
Halloween Fest Evil at Aussie World. Thrills, chills and unreal family fun.
Try practice for tomorrow, please, Tazzy.
Oh, we're doing the breathing?
Aha, you've ruined it. Oh, you've ruined it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Taz, you know how sometimes I tell crap stories?
Oh, yeah. We do a whole segment, Waste of Time Wednesday, where you can just get all of those boring stories out of the way.
There's a chance this could be one of those times.
It's because it's 6 days until the next Wednesday. But you don't want to hold it in.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It's something that made me happy last night. And I thought, I'm going to go on the radio and talk about this tomorrow because I feel happy and maybe it'll make the people happy.
Sunny Coast, brace yourself.
So I was in a good mood yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good day, finished work. And I was like, scooting home. The sun was still up. And I thought, I'm not ready to go home just yet.
Oh.
I'm going to take myself on a little adventure. I knew my partner was out for the night, so I was going home to an empty house. I thought, let's just...
Simba, what's the cavoodle doing?
Yeah, well, Simba was still home.
Okay. Sorry, Simba.
Sorry, Simba. So I thought, I'm going to take myself out on a fish and chips date. So I turned my scooter around.
I'm out.
What?
Keep going. I'm just not going to listen.
It's the most wholesome story ever, and it gets better, trust me. So I did
the
a
The only way is up.
And I scooted all the way down to Cotton Tree, And I went to the fish and chip shop just across from the caravan park in Cotton Trail. Penny Lane, I think it's called.
Beautiful, yeah.
And there was quite a large line out the front. So I jumped in the line and I'm
Did
just
Did you push
feeling
your
good.
Way through? Guys, it's Ellie from the radio, yeah. Guys. I'm taking myself on a fish and chip date. I'm going to talk about it on the show tomorrow. I'm going to bore everybody for like 5 minutes. One of your barra, please. Batted.
Nah, I went the cheap fish. I went the cheapest in the list.
What
anyway,
was it?
The hokey.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a huge hokey fan.
The barramundi was like $15. I thought, I don't know if I could stretch that. I'll go the $9.90 one, thanks. Anyway, so I'm in the line and the guy is, there's a whole bunch of people working behind the thing. It's a very busy place. Mm-hmm. And there's a guy there peeling prawns. And guess what he starts doing, Des?
Yeah.
He starts throwing prawns to people in the line and you had to catch them in your mouth like you're at a Japanese restaurant.
Right.
And so he's like, young lady, do you want a prawn? And I was like, yeah.
And then he was throwing it to someone that was actually young behind you. So he was like, sorry, the older lady in the front, can you just duck down, please? You're 33 or whatever.
No. So he threw it up. I caught it in my mouth, got a free prawn. It was great. I got chatting to the older gentleman in the line behind me. He was like, what was the prawn like? We were just, everyone in the store was vibing. And I was like, this is just so wholesome. I took my headphones out. I was like, I just want to soak this experience up.
Hang on, you caught the prawn in your mouth with headphones in.
Well, my AirPods were still in.
Pretty rude.
Well, I wasn't, the line was long. I wasn't expecting to talk to people.
He's just giving you free food in a fun way and you're like, whatever.
No, I took him out. As he was throwing me the
Oh, you
the
took
prawn.
Them out as he was throwing. That's great.
That's
wow, you're such an acrobat. You're balancing your AirPods in and you've managed to catch a prawn in your mouth at the same time.
Yeah, I'm skilled. So anyway, moral of the story is beautiful time, wholesome as.
Yeah.
Everyone's just enjoying their food. I took my fish and chips, went and sat out on the jetty by myself, ate them, called my mum, got my partner to come pick me up on his way home and just had the world's best time.
Ellie, the story was really good. For a moment there, you had
it?
Us.
Did I?
And you ruined it with, and then I went and stood by myself and called my mum. You ruined. You actually had broken through.
Had I?
You crushed it. You done, I mean, the slow start.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll work on it.
In the middle, though,
the prawn throwing stuff was good.
Great content.
Okay.
I don't think any of it happened, but it was good.
It happened.
A lot of mayo
I've
on
got
it.
Got witnesses. No, there wasn't any mayo on it. It was tartar.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.